to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. To build a foundation for the direction we're going today. In James 1:17, the Word of God says, every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And what the Lord was speaking to my heart about is a surplus of supplies over and above. You know, in Philippians 4:19, the Word of God says, but my God shall supply for all my need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Now, what the Lord is speaking to my heart about and wants to speak to each and every one of us about today is he has already supplied, and you and I are carrying a supply for someone else. And sometimes others around us starve because we don't share the supply. In other words, some people are saying, Lord, why won't you do this or why won't you do that? And God has already imparted that gift to somebody that's beside you, but they're not allowing that gift to function and operate. And the one that is sitting there is starving because we're not sharing with what God has supplied us with. Amen? So in Ephesians chapter 4, beginning to read with verse number 11, the Word of God says this. He says that he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. And this is where I want to focus our attention today, on verse number 16. For whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. So today, the title of this morning's message is Supplied to Supply. Supplied to Supply. And we're going to look at the purpose, the process, and the progress. Okay? Can we lift our word and make a declaration here together today? Repeat after me. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful again for your word. And we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something. And every time you send your word, it's to accomplish something. So, Father, we say today, Lord, have your way in every heart and every life of each and every one of us gathered. Give us revelation. Give us understanding, Father God. As your word declares, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all of our getting, get understanding. May we understand the call of God that's on our life and how valuable and how important it is to us and how valuable it is important it is to those beside us. So, Father, I thank you for everything you're going to do in this house today, and I'll never cease to give you all the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' matchless name. Amen and amen. So first off, in our text today, he says, according to the effectual working, the purpose is for the word to have an effect in you and I. So God's purpose that the word has an effect, and the effect that God wants to have on you and I is unity. God wants you and I to recognize and realize today how valuable and how important I am to others. That in this vast world that we live in, God brought you into a body of believers to connect you, and he has given you a supply. So you're here with purpose. I'm going there next week, but I'm not going to go there yet. So first, let's go first to Romans chapter 12. Romans 12, verse number 3. The Apostle Paul says this. He says, for I say, verse 3, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Let me stop there a second. God calls for us to be humble. Sometimes we think that our spirituality is above everyone else's, and others are too low for us to reach down to. And God says that's you made it about you and not about him. Because he's called us to minister to one another the grace and the mercy and the love of God. And he is saying that we need to humble ourselves. Don't think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Everyone in this room has a measure. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. In other words, God wants you to understand something and get revelation of something, that we not only need him, but we need each other. You have something I need. You have something I need. You have something I need. Everyone has something in the room that someone else in the room needs. Amen? So as we're looking at that, we're all given a measure. And he expounds on this a little more in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse number 12. The Word of God says this. He says, for as the body is one and have many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit, we're all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Just like your body needs all the different parts to function correctly, the same is in the body of Christ. That your part is so valuable. And you know what the devil tries to do with you? He tries to devalue your part. He tries to say that your part isn't needed. That no one needs you. Did you look? Did you see? Did you see the way somebody looked at me today or responded to me today? And the Lord says, stop operating in the flesh and operating in the spirit. Amen? That you're all called and God has deposited in each and every one of you something that someone else in the room needs. That you were called with a purpose here today. Amen? And so as we look at this in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, as the apostles ending the 2 Corinthians 13, as he's closing his last letter to the church of Corinth, and verse number 11, he says this, finally, brethren, farewell, be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Now, this is a hard one. He says, be of one mind. So if we're going to operate, and the purpose is for us to be united together, amen? And so that it's important that we understand whose mind that we have. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 16, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, for who have known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So no matter what our personalities are, no matter what our backgrounds are, no matter where we came from, we've been all baptized into one body, and we're in Christ Jesus, and we have the mind of Christ, and with the mind of Christ, we can come in total unity with one another. Amen? It doesn't matter what your personality's like. It doesn't matter what your background's like. What the Holy Spirit wants you and I to get a hold of today, that we have Christ Jesus, on Christ the solid rock we stand, or the ground is sinking sand. God is saying to you and I today that we need to endeavor and purpose in ourselves to stay in unity. Amen? That we come into agreement with one another. Let me tell you something about signs and wonders and miracles. If two shall agree as touching anything they ask, in other words, it's the power of agreement. And if two can agree, can shake the heavens, what's going to happen in this room if we decide to come into unity? Well, you know what unity's about? Let me go someplace else. Unity's about, hey, there's a different song I don't know. But you know what? It's a song to praise the Lord. So I'm going to go ahead and praise the Lord anyway. Oh, there's a worship song. Well, I don't know that worship, but I'm going to worship him anyway. Oh, there's someone new that's singing here. It doesn't matter. I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to worship the Lord. No matter what way God wants to do it, let's get into his plan and his purpose. Amen. That's us coming together in unity. Amen. And when the people are up there, you know what it's like? Let me say something to you. You may not realize it, but for someone standing up here and is trying to lead someone out there into worship, and nobody's worshiping, and nobody's praising the Lord, what did you make it about? It's not about me. It's all about him. It's all about him. And God's getting ready to do some wonderful and mighty things here. And he wants us to get a hold of this, that he purposed for us to be in unity. He purposed for us to praise him. He purposed for us to worship him. He purposed for us to honor him. And when we do that, he can't help but fill the atmosphere with his presence. Amen. That's why the enemy wants to keep you away from it. That's why he wants to keep you divided. That's why he wants to keep you distracted. You know, he doesn't want you looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. God wants to do something in this place, and he wants to do something in every heart and life. And the first thing he wants you to understand, that he purposed and gave you gifts in you, and your gifts that are in you are not for you. God didn't give me the gifts he gave me for me. He gave me the gifts he gave me for you. And that he loves you, and that he has a plan in every heart and every life. And no matter what's going on, he's not going to change his mind concerning you. No matter where you go, no matter where you turn, he is constantly beckoning for your return. He's loving you right where you're at, but he loves us so much he doesn't leave us there. Amen? So first off and foremost, he's purposing for us to be unified. Look at your neighbor and say, I really want to connect with you today. Look to the one behind you and say, I really want to connect with you today. Look to somebody you haven't talked to before and say, I really want to connect with you today. Hallelujah. 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 God wants everyone to know. You know, sometimes people will visit here. And God doesn't have visitors here today, but there's going to be a bunch of visitors here next Sunday. And God's preparing us for the visitors that are coming next Sunday. Hello? Because if we're not operating in unity, no one wants to step into disunity. No one wants to step into division. Amen? We say, well, man, I don't know. At the praise and worship, nobody was praising the Lord. Well, what's stopping your praise? Amen? I don't know about you, but I get up in the morning praising the Lord. People in the park, I start by whistling. My first quarter mile, I whistle. The next half mile, I sing. Amen? Then I try to catch my voice as I'm running around the park. Hallelujah. Secondly, is the process. The process I'm speaking about here is to increase. To increase. And Colossians chapter 2. I believe the Holy Spirit speaking to us. Praise God. Verse number 19. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church of Colossae, he says, not holding the head, which from all the body by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered and knit together, increaseth with the increase of God. Amen. And when we get knitted together, all of a sudden there's an increase of the power of God. There's an increase in the anointing. There's an increase in things that take place around us. Love increases. Everything increases in the atmosphere. The only thing that decreases is the adversary's presence, because he can't stand in this presence, because in his presence there's fullness of joy. And God wants you to know, just like the word of God said to Job in Job chapter 17, verse number 9, he said this, he said, the righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that have clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. Amen? Amen? I don't know about you, but we're getting stronger in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen? You know how we're strong in the Lord? When we're in unity. When we're flowing together. Amen? I'm telling you what. When we start flowing in unity like God's called us to do, you're not going to hold back the signs and wonders and miracles that will follow. The Lord showed me that there'd be a line of cars waiting up and down this parking lot and around the thing to come in for the healing and deliverance that the Lord is bringing. All right? I believe this is an epicenter. I believe God called it for a purpose. That's why the adversary hates it so much. That's why it's been so hard to build. That's why one of the things, because God has some great plans, and he has great plans in every heart and every life in this room. And God didn't call us to be a mega church. God called us to be a church that loves people. God called us to meet people right where they're at. Amen. When Jesus set the people down to feed them, he fed them in companies of 50 and 100. 100 people is a good congregation. Hello? You can't really minister to a lot more than that. And minister effectively. Amen? And God wants to bring some unity in this house, and he's doing it, and he wants us to know that's the purpose, but it's also the process. So in Proverbs chapter 4, boy, I keep preaching, I might get saved here. Hallelujah. Lily, you think there's a chance, honey? You think there's a chance of me getting it? Okay. Verse number 18. The word of God says, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. My son, attend to my words, and incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So what the Lord is telling us, just like the Apostle Paul told his student Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, Verse number 12. He says, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word and conversation and charity, in spirit and faith and purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thou profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Amen. I believe God's going to give us some Holy Ghost breakthrough. Amen. He's purposed for us to be in unity. Amen. There's a process that when we come in unity, there's a process of increase in the body of Christ. Amen. But when the increase comes to the body of Christ, I love it what Jesus said. He says, I must decrease so he can increase. In other words, I can't make it about me. Amen. Jesus said, it's not about me. It's about the Father who sent me. Amen. I didn't come here to bring me glory. I came to bring him glory. I didn't come to let you see all the gifts that I have. I come to give God the glory through the gifts that he's given me. And the gift that he's given you, again, is for the benefit of someone else. Amen. And if God deposits gifts in you and I, and we do not use our gifts, no one benefits. There's no benefit for anyone. Amen. So he says there's a purpose, the purpose, we have the process, and then there's the progress. He said, edifying itself in love, the build up in love. I love it in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the Apostle Paul in chapter 12 taught on the gifts of the Spirit in the body of Christ. And in chapter 13, he connected them. 13 is all about love. In chapter 14, he brings edification, or he explains the gifts. He takes them to a further detail. But I love what it says in 1 Corinthians 13:13, as he's closing the letter in love. He says this, and now abideth faith. Well, let's start first. Hebrews says, but without faith it's impossible to please God. For they that come to him must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Here's the key. Listen to me. Write this down. God just doesn't want me to believe God. He doesn't want me just to believe in God. He wants me to believe God. In other words, he just doesn't want me to believe there's a God. But he wants me to believe in God and what God said. And then what God said that he would do. Because he says, in faith and then hope, faith is the substance of things we hope for, the evidence of things not seen. But then he said, in charity. Charity is agape love. It's unconditional. But the greatest of these is charity, unconditional love. You know what this love is? It's sacrificial love. It's loving others when they don't deserve to be loved. You and I did not deserve to be loved by God. He loved you and I anyway. And he is saying to you and I that we're to allow this love to grow. So when we look at anybody, we're not seeing them where they are. We're seeing them where God's taking them to, and we're loving them and we're encouraging them. We're reinforcing the call of God on their lives. We're comforting them with words of love. And that's why the Word of God says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 1, the Word of God says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also have loved us and have given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Love has a good aroma. Hate stinks. Hello? Amen? And when we allow this aroma to flow and the fragrance of God to flow in the atmosphere, amen, we're purposing to be united. We're processing to increase each other by blessing one another. And we're progressing in love. You know, I love it where it says love will hide or cover a multitude of sins. Amen? I don't know about you, but when I went to Jesus on October the 12th, 1997, I had a multitude of sins. And the Bible says he removed my sins as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. Boy, that's some sacrificial love. I didn't deserve it. It was by grace I was saved by faith. It was a gift of God, not of works, lest I should boast. It was something that God did for you and I. And if God had so much grace for you and I, and he had so much love for you and I, he is purposing for us to come and unite with one another, to help each other increase and process. You know, my salvation came instantaneously. My sanctification is a process that takes my entire lifetime. Hello? There isn't no one that's arrived yet. We're all on a journey together. Amen? But if we come into unity, look out. Amen? If we come into unity, look out. Nothing can stop a house of God that's in unity. Amen? And it doesn't have to be a great number in unity. Amen? And in 1 John chapter 4, verse number 15, the word of God says this, for whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. And if we say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. So in closing today, what is the Lord saying to us today? And 1 Timothy chapter 6, it's what we profess. And verse number 12, the word of God says this. He says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and have professed a good profession before many witnesses. So in closing today, what's the Father saying to you and I is simply this. The purpose that God has for you and I is to come into unity. And this unity is important for us to process, to increase. God wants to connect where there's been disconnection. How many want to see God do signs and wonders and miracles and see people delivered and see people healed and see people set free? God is speaking to us today, and he wants you to get a hold of what he's trying to say. Because God will do it his way. And he is not going to change his mind and the way that he will do it. And what he's asking you and I to do is, since he's not going to change his mind, whose mind has to change? I have to recognize and realize how valuable and how important is the gifts that are in me for others in this congregation here today. That God had a purpose in my life, and the process is my sanctification and the increase in the body. And it's going to only progress in love. It's only going to progress if I'm just going to have unconditional love for people. That I'm not looking at the background. I'm not looking at the way you dress. It doesn't matter. We all come from different backgrounds and different places, and everyone is just as important as everyone else. That God says when we purpose to unite, we will go through the process of sanctifying and unity and increasing in the body, which will bring progress, and our love will grow in this place. You know, the greatest move of God that's coming in the last days is a move of love like never before. Even the church today is operating on conditional love. If you act like this, and you do like this, or you want like this, you're all right. But God's love is unconditional, and God wants us to have that sacrificial love one for another. And then all of a sudden, what we profess to be different, we'll recognize that, hey, I'm not here for me, I'm here for you. And when you benefit, I benefit. The kingdom benefits. So I believe what the Lord wants to do, he wants to do something special today. So I'm going to ask you to stand. We're going to close a little different. We can do that, right? God knew exactly what we're here. And I want everyone to start on one side. I want everyone, you can start back, come up here or somewhere. Let's all connect hands. I want everybody connected in the place. I'm not yet. That's getting people. Please, everyone, please. You have gifts that are valuable and important. Tony and Reuben, I want you two to come down here, please.